What encouragement would you give to children so that to the parents so that the children can do memorizing the Quran? Interesting. I just attended a Quran completion program, I think it was last week, in one of the areas in West London. And what you understand is that the maturity of any Muslim community in any area is understood through things like a Quran completion of a program of Quran completion. It just shows that they've got a concern, they've consolidated their concern, and they focused on preparing huffaz. Now, the one thing I want to mention is that when your children have hifz, there is the benefit that if you have a hafiz, the hafiz can take about 10 people to hajj with him. Not hajj, sorry. I mean, he can take 10 people to hajj with him if he wants to. He can take 10 people to paradise. He can intercede for 10 people. And I'm assuming that he's going to intercede for the parents. The parents are given a special crown to wear. Now, this is all the incentives, right? However, another incentive that we've discovered, and alhamdulillah, it's happening in many places. It's happening in many places in London, in fact. I would say that Hackney has at least 1,000 huffaz. The borough of Hackney. The borough of Newham probably has over 1,000 huffaz. Tower Hamlets probably has over 1,000 huffaz. I don't know what this borough is called. I don't know how many huffaz you have here, right? But you make an effort, it'll happen. There are families that I know where every single kid in that whole generation is hafiz of the Quran. You know, like a family of 5 or 6 brothers and sisters and their children. So everybody is hafiz in that Quran, in that, including the girls, including the women. And you know what? On top of that, they also top at university. When you make your children a hafiz of the Quran, they're exercising their brain. They're exercising their mind and brain. It can only benefit them. I've seen many huffaz of the Quran straight A's in GCSE. Right? Straight A's in GCSE. So don't think that you're stunting their growth. Now, I know in some cultures, 50, 100 years ago, and even as recent as 10, 20 years ago, it was one track or the other track. You either do this or you do that. That's a very, very short-sightedness. Alhamdulillah, in England, especially in England, has actually shown the way of being able to do both. Get the best of both worlds. But for that, you need some infrastructure. You need a place. Subhanallah, in some areas in East London, for example, there are multiple people outside of the masjid. Masjid has a HIFS program, but there are multiple other people within homes and other places that are running HIFS courses because there's just such a demand. Once you start it off with your children, inshallah, it'll just proliferate. Right? Now you might say, I've never had a hafiz in my family. Fine, you start it off, and then inshallah in your generations it will be huffaz. I would say at least start with one child, if not all of them. My perspective is that I think we have an ability, especially our children are smart. Every child can be a hafiz and then they can do it. I know families that all the children are hafiz, they also have degrees and whatever else, they're business people or whatever, and everybody's a hafiz as well. So it's not something that's going to deprive you, it's something that's going to enhance you, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if you're finding this useful, you know, as they say, do that like button and subscribe button and forward it on to others. Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.